Welcome to Bardo's Breakdown, the podcast that gives you the complete 411 on Big Ten basketball. And now your host, former NBA and Flying Illini great, Stephen Bardo.
Welcome back to another edition of Bardo's Breakdown. I'm your host, Stephen Bardo, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. Coach, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Man, thanks for being with us. You guys are coming off the recruiting period in the summer. How did that go for you?
Well, it went well. It's always good to be able to get out, and you know, with all the tournaments now and the venues that these kids play in, you have a chance to see the elite players go up against each other, so you can really evaluate and kind of find the guys that you like, and then you got to go to the next step, which is developing the relationships and trying to get them on campus and finding the guys that fit your program. So it's always good to get out and see the young talent coming up and hopefully the future of our program when you see them in the summer.
Well, we're going to talk about your freshman here in a little bit, so obviously you're making some inroads in that regard. But I wanted to tap into something here. You know, you've been really busy. I know you've been working out with your team. You've been on recruiting. But you've also got this online series with you and Pat Fitzgerald on Coaches in Car. Whose idea was that? It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, you know what? It's been fun. I think when they first came up with it, we kind of rolled our eyes, like, is this going to be something that's going to be worthwhile for us? But you know, it was something that our marketing and athletic department came up with and felt like it was a way for people to get to know us better. You know, both of us were the same age. We're both Chicago guys. We've become really good friends. So, you know, to be able to just get out in the car for a couple hours and really there was no script, which was great. We just they rolled the cameras and they said, you know, just take it for a spin and talk. And you know, we hit all kinds of topics: coaching careers, our families, our hobbies, our interests. And so far, it's been well received. So I think they got a few more episodes out of it, and hopefully, people will like what they see.
I think they will. It's pretty clever, and you know, you guys are driving around all the sports monuments around the city, and like you said, talking about your family and growing up and being excited to be back in Chicago. So I thought it was a great idea. So whoever came up with that, kudos to them. You guys also just finished up your summer workouts with your team, and you hand out these awards.
Yeah.
I love it. I get Buckets Award, went to Dave Sobolewski, the Swole Grail went to Sanjay Lumpkin, and the Pound of Rock goes to Trey Dempsey. How did you come up with this idea of handing out awards at the end of summer workout?
Well, as you know, it's such a long year, and you know, it's at any sport you're involved in now has become such a year-round endeavor. You know, there's really no off season. You're either in your season and playing games, or when you're in your off season, you're training. And you know, I think especially with the guys, you know, the ages we're dealing with, I think you constantly have to keep it fresh and fun and exciting for these guys when they don't see a finish line in sight. I mean, they're getting up in the mornings, working out on the floor, and it's July and it's summer, and they know they're not playing until November. So, you know, just came up with a few things, to whether it was their work in the weight room with their strength and conditioning, whether it was to be rewarding guys for getting in the gym and getting shots up and getting better at their game, or you know, just the overall attitude, leadership, performance, the way they've approached. Those were kind of the thoughts we had going into it, and we wanted it to be kind of an annual thing and kind of engrave their names on it, so year in and year out, you know, guys can take pride in attacking the summer, and you know, hopefully it's something that we can continue to do. Our guys really like it, and I think it brings a lot of energy to what we're doing with the program, especially in the summer.
Well, I think if the pictures are any indication, those guys look really happy and bought in. You know, Sobolewski struggled with his scoring last year and shooting, and he gets the I Get Buckets Award, which is a guy that gets up the most shots? Is that what it is, or he's the most accurate in shooting?
Yeah, we had some things. We had the guys, you know, there's only so much we can do with on-court time. So, you know, you got to get better, you got to be in the gym. So,
right.
You know, there was something the guys kind of came up with, a little shooting competition where they're getting in there, they're getting on the gun, and they had some workouts that were they're getting a couple hundred shots up, and they were charting them, and they were holding each other accountable and witnesses to everything, and they wanted to have like a final champion at the end of the summer. So I think for a guy like Dave, it was great because, like you said, he had his struggles last year shooting the basketball, and coming into his senior year, the thing that he and I have talked a lot about is keeping a fresh approach. You know, it's a new year. Whatever happened last year is done. Let's come into this summer. Let's get your confidence back. You're a good player. You've been a good player, and let's come in the senior year, ready to start fresh. So I think for him to get an award like that, it only bolsters his confidence. And he's a guy as a senior leader of our team. We're going to need him to play well, especially having five freshmen on the squad.
Sure. And now you talk about those freshmen, and according to Teddy Greenstein, you have the fairly Fab Five group of freshmen. Can you talk about them and you know, what they bring to your team? Because you got quite a group here coming in.
Well, I'm excited about them. You know, for us, it was important in our first year, that we were able to get a group of guys to come in that can help be, you know, a big part of the future of our program. And, fortunately, we were in a position where we had scholarships available. So to be able to get a group of five guys, three of which are from the Chicago area, which was something that was important to me, to have our school be an option for local guys to stay home and get a great education and still play at the highest level of college basketball. And we got, you know, we're able to get a great guard out of Indiana, a big man out of Ohio. So, you know, the Midwestern region, you know, is an area that we really target for guys who grew up wanting to play in the Big Ten. And as you know, there's so many great players in all the Midwestern states. So we're excited about them. I think, they add a lot of versatility, athleticism, and they're going to bring a lot of talent into the program. But now, the rigors of the Big Ten is a whole new ball game for these guys. So I want to temper the expectations a little bit because no matter what, when you have to get into the Big Ten play, you're going to get knocked back, especially when you're a freshman. So, I'm excited about our future, and I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys can do and how we can grow as a program.
Let's look back just quickly last season. You really made some – you busted through some milestones. Seemed like you really changed the culture of the program. What are you most proud of from last season?
Well, I think I was most proud of the way we competed and how resilient our bunch was, you know, through the course of the season. It didn't start off so good for us. We had our ups and downs and struggled in the non-conference, came into the Big Ten, and really those first three games, you know, just got manhandled, you know, by three great teams. And I was just so proud of how we were able to all get together and figure out how to be competitive. You know, we became a together group. Our defense became our mantra and our identity. We were very competitive on a nightly basis. So even though we had some good wins and even though some of the games we lost, I felt like we competed every night. And in the Big Ten, that's something that's respectable because of how good this league is. And I think in year one, that was my biggest thing, was to gain some respectability. And I think we've done that. I think people have seen how hard we compete, how hard we play, and now we got to take the next step. You know, we have to get better. Certainly for us, it was exciting with some of the things we did do, but that's not the end all. We got to take another step and eventually to become a postseason team where we want to get to.
You talk about that postseason. Looking at this year's schedule, you got an interesting non-conference. You go to Mexico in late November, and that tournament, Miami of Ohio, Virginia Tech, and Northern Iowa are there. Then you welcome Georgia Tech to the ACC Big Ten Challenge, as well as traveling to Butler. Those are some nice challenges. Is it too early, or have you set some goals in your mind of how you want to finish the non-conference before getting into Big Ten play?
Well, I think some of the goals, I mean, certainly the postseason is a goal you should have every season. You know, I think it's only right to come into the year with those aspirations. Although I talked to our guys, you can't just fast forward to March, you know, and in order to play in March, you have to win in November and December. And last year in our non-conference, we went 7-6. And that's really where we hurt ourselves in terms of our overall body of work, because we had 7 Big Ten wins, 6 in the regular season, 1 in the conference tournament. And if you get that, you should be in the postseason in one, you know, whether it's an NIT or one of the postseason tournaments. We stubbed our toe in the non-conference, and, you know, that's going to be a main goal for our team this year, is to play better basketball in November and December. And we have some good games on the schedule. I think we have to do a better job as well as playing at home. You know, last year I wasn't pleased with our home record. And in order to be a team that plays in the postseason and makes noise in your conference, you have to win at home. And because it's so hard to go on the road and win. And so we have to take care of home. We have to play better in the non-conference and then put ourselves in a position to have something to play for once we get to February.
You know, I think one of the key members coming back this season for your team is Jershon Cobb. Is he relatively healthy now?
Yeah, he's finally getting back. You know, last year he nursed. He had a knee and a foot issue, and, you know, certainly when he went down, that really changed our season. You know, we were 5-5 in the league, and playing some good basketball. He went down and we lost 7 games in a row, before finishing with a couple big wins. So yeah, he's a very valuable member to our team. He first of all, he's our oldest guy coming back. We're going to need him to be healthy, to play well, but also we're going to need him to step up in the leadership, wise with the loss of Drew Crawford. I mean, Drew was such an incredible leader and big brother in our program for all of our guys. And losing Drew, so guys are going to have to step up. And the main guy to do that is Jershon. He's been a key guy since his freshman year. He's played in a lot of big games. He knows what it's about to play at this level in this league. And, you know, for us to be the team that we want to be, we're going to need him to have an all-conference type of season and to be the guy we all lean on. And I think he's definitely capable of that.
Is one of your freshmen, Vic Law, seems body type, seems a lot like Jershon Cobb. Do you anticipate him being that type of player for you in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Vic is a unique guy. He's a different kind of player, you know, that we had last year, and I think that Northwestern's had, you know, in quite some time. I mean, he's almost 6'8". He's incredibly long. He's an elite athlete, a versatile defender. And, you know, he really can make plays. He's good with the ball. He's a good passer. He's one of those guys, to me, he's kind of a jack of all trades. You know, you look at the stat sheet, a little bit like you, Steve. He's the guy, you know, he gets you 10, 12 points, 6-7 rebounds, 5-6 assists, couple steals,
sure,
couple blocks. Kind of does a little bit of everything and affects the game in many ways. So, you know, I love him. I love his potential. I love his upside. You know, certainly he's going to have to get stronger and adjust to the college game. But, you know, I think the sky's the limit for his potential, and he's going to be a big part of our future going forward.
Okay. As we wrap up, I like to have a little fun towards the end of these podcasts. So I like to ask guys what's in their rotation. Like, what music-wise, if I go into your truck or car right now, Coach, what can I hear?
You might be surprised. I'm kind of an old-school R&B guy, you know. So,
oh, okay.
You know, you might see some New Edition, a little Babyface, maybe a little Luther.
Wow.
So, you know, I you might be a little surprised by that. But I also, having young kids, I got to get into the top 40 stuff. So, you know, a little Justin Timberlake, maybe, you know, some Bruno Mars, maybe some of the stuff my kids listen to. But if I'm going to my go-to, I'm going to some mellow R&B. So that may surprise you a little bit, but I'm pretty versatile.
I like that, though. I thought maybe, you know, since you're trying to relate to some of the guys on your team. You might have a little hip hop in there, but
yeah, you know, I got that too. You know, I can relate to them. But if I'm getting in mode, if I'm on a plane or I'm just trying to be, you know, get some alone time, I'm going back to my early '90s stuff.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.